So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion from the previous daf about checking a mum of a bechor on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Habli Ahu Bechor. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah had a bechor with a mum which he wanted to shecht on Yom Tov. Shadri l'kamed Rabami. He sent it to Ravami, a mumcha, an expert who can rule on a mum to permit the animal. Sovid d'loy l'machazia. Ravami would not see the mum on Yom Tov, as per Rabbi Shimon's opinion on the previous daf that ain't roin mum be Yom Tov. Amalei Rabbi Zreika, Vitam Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, Alachik Rabbi Yehuda. Rami was questioned that in cases of a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Alachik usually follows Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Rayin Mum Biyamtiv. Hadr Shadr Lekamed Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Yehuda Nesiyev and sent the Bechor to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who also refused to see the animal Yamtiv and was likewise questioned. However, Ravami maintained that he had heard from Rabbi Zeir in Eretz Yisrael that in this case the Alacha is like Rabbi Shimon, because the price of course depends on Rabbi Shimon as the Chacham. My Havalah, what was the outcome of the Machlekes? The Gemara attempts to resolve this question with the following brisa. I'm Rav Yosef. Halacha follows Rav Shimon because Tashema. Detalya ba'ashli Rav Reve. The Amr Rav Shimon ben Pazri, Rav Shimon ben Leva, Amr Yosef ben Shaul, Amr Reb, Mishum Kahala Kaddish Rav Yerushalayim. Shimon v'chavei Rav Bishitas Rav Meir Amrua. This long list of Chacham said that when Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and Daf Chavav ruled like Rav Shimon, that ain Roin Mum Beyamtiv, it was in accordance with the opinion of Rav Meir in the following Machlekes in the Mishnah Masechtas Becheres. It's not. Hashreicha es bechor v'achkach heres mumay. Rav Yehuda mate. Rav Meir oimer hoil v'nishchat shloy al pei mumcha aser. If someone slaughtered his bechor first and only then showed the mum to a mumcha, Rav Yehuda permits the bechor and Rav Meir forbids it. Rav Yosef understood Rav Meir's reasoning to be based on the following. Re'iz bechor mechayim. Re'iz treifa l'achar shechita. We see from the halacha that a bechor must have its mum ruled on by a mumcha before shechita. While a question of treifa may be ruled upon after shechita, that there is a fundamental difference between the two rulings. In the case of treifa, the ruling is merely a halachic determination that this blemish is of the type which renders an animal treifa. Since it is, the blemish rendered the animal treifa even before the ruling. However, in the case of bechor, it is the ruling that renders the animal a bechor bal mum. Prior to the ruling, the animal has the status of bechor tam and is forbidden, and the ruling creates a new status. That is why if he shechted it before the ruling, it remains aser. Umina, re'iyas treifa filo b'yamtiv, re'iyas bechor me'erv yamtiv. As a result, ruling on a treifa is mutar on yamtiv because it does not change anything in the animal. It's merely a determination of existing status. However, the ruling of a bechor, as Rashi explains, havalei k'masakin, oy k'dan din, v'asa l'reis b'yamtiv. It's aser on yamtiv either because it's similar to repairing an item, since it is the ruling that renders the bechor fit to be eaten, or because it's similar to ruling on a court case. Therefore, says Rav Yosef, since Rav Shimon's opinion of Ein Roin Mumin B'Yamtib and Rav Meir's opinion of Hoyel V'Nishchat Shalei Alpei Mumcha Aser are based on the same logic, they are majority opinion via Rav Yehuda's opinion of Roin Mumin B'Yamtib in his Machlekes with Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda Matir in his Machlekes with Rav Meir. Amalei Abaya. Atu Hasim B'Roin Mumin Peligi B'Knasa Peligi. Abai disagrees with Rav Yosef's understanding. Abai explains the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda as one of knas. Meir holds that the Chacham imposed a knas on the kohen for slaughtering the bechor before showing it to a mumcha, and Yehuda holds there is no knas. This sugya of bechor concludes with a brisa which teaches that from the pasuk kol mum lo yivoy, we learn shlo yahaye by mum. It is allowed to make a mum in the bechor. From the additional word kol, we learn shlo yigrim, that one may not even indirectly cause a mum in the bechor. Zok the Mishnah. Behema shemesa lo yizezenem im kaima. An animal which dies in Yom Tov may not be moved because it is muktzah. Umaisa v'shalu es reb tarfen alaha, v'alacha l'sha nitmis, v'nichnis l'beis ha-medrish r'shal v'amr lo yizezim im kaima. Tarfen was once asked about this case, as well as the case of chal which became tam in Yom Tov. In both cases, the ruling was that they may not be moved from their places. The Gemara cites a well-known brisa. Shimon holds that an animal that dies on Shabbos may be fed to dogs and is not considered muktzah. If it dies on Shabbos, it is muktzah. Should we say that our Stam Mishnah, which says it is muktzah, does not follow the opinion of Reb Shimon? The Gemara offers two ways to reconcile our Mishnah with Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah is speaking of a healthy animal that died on Yom Tov, in which Rav Shimon agrees that they are in fact muktzah, because he did not expect it to die and use it for the dogs. And the Brice we're speaking of, a Musikanis, a sick animal, which is not Mukta because he's expecting it to die and use it for the dogs. In the Brice, Reb Shimon holds that even a healthy animal is not Mukta. And therefore, we must say that our Mishnah is speaking of Behemas Kaddishim, which remains Asabah Noah and is therefore Mukta, even according to Reb Shimon. The next Mishnah deals with the issue of Mekach Memchan Yamtib. Zak the Mishnah. A group of people may not join together on Yom Tov to buy an animal. They may, however, form this group before Yom Tov and then shecht and divide up the animal on Yom Tov. The Gemara explains. They're forbidden to discuss monetary issues regarding the animal on Yom Tov. However, they may bring another animal on Yom Tov, place it near the animal in question, and note that this animal has the same value as the other. After Yom Tov, they will finalize the financial matters based on the value of that animal. In this way, one may acquire an animal on Yom Tov without transgressing the Isra of Mekach Memcha on Yom Tov. Similarly, the Gemara says, L'yoymer adim l'chaveri, hareini imcha b'sela, hareini imcha b'shtayim. Aval oymer loy, hareini imcha l'mechtza l'shlesh l'rviya. Someone who wishes to join this group on Yom Tov may not say, I will be a partner in this animal to the tune of a certain amount of money. But he may say, I will be a partner of a certain percentage of this animal, and then settle the finances after Yom Tov.